This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Back at it, it's a Gray Bar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauly. Have you till 8 o'clock this evening. At 8 o'clock, it's a replay of the Gas House Gang. And you know what? Maybe the benefit of having a Cardinal rainout, Tuesday Gas House Gang, that's one of the best ones of the week because you have an unfiltered conversation with Cardinals manager Oliver Marmol. And he's on for the first half hour. So if you missed that earlier today, you'll be able to rehear it beginning at 8 o'clock this evening. Let's bring on right now. He is a sports columnist with the Post-Dispatch and STL Today. He is our good friend, Lynn Worthy. Lynn, thanks so much for taking some time with us today. How are you?
I'm doing good. I hope all is well, Matt.
Yeah, doing all right. Let's start with the Blues. You've obviously been writing a lot about them lately as they continue their playoff run. Like, what do you make of this, not just the them winning two games in a row here, but just kind of the totality of what we've seen from this team over the last 6 weeks or so, where they went on that great run. They had a little bit of a lull at the end of the regular season, lost the first two games against Winnipeg, but then they've just been dominant in the last two games here in the playoffs. It's so much fun right now watching them do what they're doing.
Yeah, it's an incredible atmosphere at Enterprise for those two playoff games over there for both. And even just on the stretch of the regular season when they were in that streak, and, you know, I think the last couple of wins they had in the streak were games that had to, you know, pull out the wins, you know, in sudden death and that sort of thing. So it's just really crazy. You know, the fact that they just, since the Four Nations break, have been one of the best teams in hockey. And up until that point, you weren't sure which direction the teams are going to go or what, you know, there was some debate about what to do at the trade deadline. So they really have completely, you know, changed sort of the outlook on the season. And now you're in a series where you could knock off the team that had the best record in the NHL.
Hey, Lynn, we've got a little bit of a tough connection with you. We're going to hang up and call you right back, if you don't mind that.
Sure.
Okay. So we're going to get Lynn right back here in just a moment or so. He sounded a little bit digitized there, so we'll get him back on. Hopefully have a little bit of a better connection with him coming up in just a moment or so. Blues are going to get back at it for Game 5 coming up tomorrow as they play in a best of three series. I enjoyed reading what Lynn had to write in his most recent column about the Blues, where talked about Braden Schenn's line. And, you know, I think one of them, and this is when we get him back on the phone, I want to ask him about this, because this group and the way they've been able to play through injuries and mix and match a little bit has been really, really good. And, you know, obviously when Dylan Holloway took a step out, they needed to figure out what they wanted to do. And now that that second line is a group that continues to perform, we do have Lynn Worthy back. Lynn, sorry about that. Glad to get you back on. I thought you made a really good point when your most recent column that ran today talked a lot about that second line and how that group needs to go out and continue to, you know, perform and score goals and not worry about, as it says in the headline, not worry about being bruisers, but indeed go out and help this team win games.
Yeah, yeah. And I think a big part of that is just the fact that, you know, they had to restructure that line after the loss of Don Holloway. And he made that second line really, at least that second line with him on it, whether or not it was him, it was a combination. But that second line was really a driving force in a big chunk of the season, and also during that streak that they went on that put them in the playoffs. I mean, the Robert Thomas, Pavel Buchnevich line has been obviously their top line and their most productive line. But the Braden Shen, Holloway, Kyrou line has been one of almost on par with them as far as production throughout the entire season.
So on that line, though, you do have Jake Neighbors, and he has been a hitting machine. What do you make of the physicality that we have seen from this team, especially in the last two games?
Yeah, the fact that they set such a tone, I mean, like, you love that when you see the season and the series start and you see the first period. I think Braden Shen set like a record for hits in a first period of playoffs. But at the same time, to me, it was like, okay, you saw the difference there in game four by actually creating scoring chances. And when you look at the numbers, it's like, okay, they like Shen and Neighbors were heavy in terms of the hit totals, and Neighbors, I think, was leading almost all of the playoffs as far as hits for 60 minutes or something like that, at least at that point, through the first three games. But they weren't really creating a whole lot of offense. And you saw what happened when they created offense in that second, in that fourth game, the second game in St. Louis. Neighbors was, he obviously had the tip in for that first goal. It wasn't their line completely. Shem was on the ice with him, but I think it was Sundqvist instead of Kyrou. They were all together for Shem's goal. They were also out there for Fox's goal. So you see that line, you know, really gives them some balance. You can't put everything on that Thomas Buchnevich line, even though they had obviously an outstanding game three, but you just can't count on that every night.
We're talking with Lynn Worthy from the Post-Dispatch and STL Today. Let's jump over to the Cardinals, and there's so much talk about their road record, which is 2-12, which obviously is terrible. Fans think that there's something there. You ask Oliver Marmol, he seems, you know, borderline annoyed by the questions and thinks it's just part of baseball and that, you know, it's just kind of the, you know, the quirkiness of baseball, and at some point in time, it's going to kind of even itself out. You've covered baseball for a really long time. Do you make anything of this tough road record to start the season?
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
I mean, if it continues, then yes. Like right now, I mean, it is a little early, but I mean, I guess, you know, you fall back to some of those cliches where it's like, you know, know, that aren't that good sometimes struggle on the road. But I just don't know if it's early enough. I mean, I think it's a little early to say that's what they fall into that category. Where, you know, when we get another month on the road and their record is looking the same way, and it's like, well, you know, it's maybe that's just who they are. But I mean, you can give them, I guess, a little bit of leeway right now. But at the same time, there's no doubt that there's a big difference between the results on the road and at home. And some of that may be the schedule and all that. But that's why, again, you know, it's a little early right now. But see how it continues.
This is a weird team. Like, they win at home. They don't win on the road. Starting pitching is keeping in the game. Relief pitching has not been especially good. Offense has been mostly good, but a lot of the young guys are starting to take a step back now. It doesn't feel like the identity of this team is completely formed, and that's true for a lot of baseball teams on April 29th. But I think a lot of fans are still trying to figure out, is this a team that can find a way to contend this year, or is this just going to be that kind of throwaway team where guys are going to get runway and you're going to try to learn and maybe at some point you start trading guys off? It's still really early, so I feel dumb asking this question, but where do you sit on this team and their potential ability to actually be a contending kind of team, and not contending for the biggest crown, but contending just to maybe be a playoff team?
Well, I guess having heard some teams where you've got, you know, young players and guys still sort of getting their footing at the major league level, what you get is a lot of inconsistency. And I think that's what we're seeing right now. Again, it's early, but I mean, I think, you know, you see guys have these stretches where they look like potential stars and guys are going to have breakouts. And then you see these long stretches of, you know, where it's like, oh man, they fall into a hole. And same thing with pitching, where, you know, you have a guy who has, like, you know, throws no hit stuff one night and then another night, you know, struggles to get through five. And it's that sort of thing, I think, is, you know, what you get with teams that are just sort of, you know, a lot of youth and just not, you know, not as far as the roster makeup. So, and then the second part, I mean, like you said, the runway and everything, that's as much as they have pretty much told you with the things they've said and the things they've done throughout the winter that this season's about finding out about guys. Can they make a playoff push? And I understand that if you talk to players, and, you know, Ollie Marmol is not going to come out and say this season is about losing. But as far as the actions and what we've seen throughout the winter and the things that they've focused on as far as runway, who's going to get playing time, making sure you put guys in certain positions to clear a path for them, that's what the season is about. The record, as much as, you know, it goes against everything that people in St. Louis have become accustomed to, the record is not really the focus. At least that's not what the season's going to be about.
Yeah, that's what they've said. Sometimes they do things in games and it kind of confuses you. Is this about the runway or is it about winning? But it's just kind of a murky mess in so many ways right now. Lynn Worthy, he is a sports columnist with the Post-Dispatch and STL Today. Lynn, I know we asked you last minute on this, so thank you so much for taking some time with us, and hopefully we'll see you at the ballpark real soon.
All right, no problem. Thanks,
all right. You bet. That's Lynn Worthy joining us here on the program. We appreciate him taking a few moments with us. We've talked about this over and over, and that's why I'm trying to choose my words carefully, because I would just love to know, like, internally, what's motivating all the decisions that are made, or most of the decisions that are being made? And this is, I've talked about this a lot, like my struggles in the job that I do, because part of my job, especially when it comes to, you know, hosting a post game show and talking about things on shows like this and Redbird Rush Hour, like, you want to know what the plan is. You want to know why for teams that are all in. Well, then every decision that is made should have something to do with winning. And with where the Cardinals are at right now, not every decision is motivated by winning. Some decisions are motivated by giving guys playing time and putting guys into certain situations just to give them that experience and things like that. And what's challenging is sometimes the Cardinals do things that make you feel like, okay, the focus is winning. When you run Phil Maton out there 13 of the first 23 times, while a young guy that you added on the 40-man roster in the offseason and Matt Svensson is just sitting in the bullpen not getting any work, that's not a runway move. That's a win-now move. Because if you... I know the team thinks highly of Matt Svensson. They didn't have to add him to the 40-man roster in the offseason. There's not even a guarantee that if they wouldn't have added him to the 40-man roster that he would have even been plucked by any other team in baseball. That's not a guarantee sort of thing. It was probably a 50-50 shot that he would have been selected. So they think enough of a guy like Svensson that they put him on the 40-man roster in the offseason. But then he just kind of sits out there. And does Phil Maton give you the best chance to win over Matt Svensson? Yeah, of course he does. I'm not arguing the other side of it. But that's where I struggle with this whole thing, because, and maybe we just need to throw the bullpen decisions out the window. Maybe those aren't the runway decisions. Maybe the runway decisions are about starting pitching, Matthew Liberatore, about the lineup, Jordan Walker, Nolan Gorman. Maybe the bullpen's different. Maybe it's not as valuable to give guys runway in the bullpen. That's not so much about trying to figure out who guys are from a relief pitching standpoint. And there's probably some truth to that. How much are we really going to learn about Matt Svensson by throwing him in there, and how valuable is that going to be to the long-term health of the St. Louis Cardinals? The long-term health of the St. Louis Cardinals is very much impacted by if Matthew Liberatore can be an every fifth day starter. Very impacted by if Jordan Walker can reach his potential. Very impacted by if Nolan Gorman can be a 30 home run guy. Is it really that impacted by, hey, Matt Svensson can be a nice, reliable reliever for us out of the bullpen? So it's not an apples to apples thing when we're talking about starting pitching and position players, especially everyday position players, or potential everyday position players versus arms in the bullpen. I get that. But it is still, I think, a challenge. It's a challenge for me, so I would have to think it's a challenge for most of you, where we hear about runway and opportunities and youth and all of that, yet sometimes the decisions that are made seem to be going against that. And by the way, I think internally the Cardinals think they can win this year. I think internally they have a belief that this can be a pretty good season. And we're not talking like World Series. We're not talking deep run in the playoffs. But we're talking hang around in the playoff picture. And who knows? Maybe something happens in the final month of the season and you steal a playoff spot. To me, that's kind of the ceiling of the team this year. And I think there's probably a lot of people with the Cardinals who think that that is a legitimate possibility. I think it's a legitimate possibility as well, for that matter. All right, we'll take a break. We've got a lot more coming up. Joe Roderick's going to join us in about an hour. We'll have time for your phone calls, your text messages, your tweets, all of that stuff. We'll talk Cardinals. We'll get a little Blues in there as well. We got lots of stuff to get to. It's not going to be hard getting to 8 o'clock tonight as we roll on with the Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX.